Hello, everybody. Today is Saturday, November 7th, 2015. This is Getting Geeky, and I am Miranda Janelle. I am joined by my friend Revelstoke Jim. And today's topic du jour, setting up our websites. How you doing, Jim?
Bonjour.
Ooh, comment allez-vous?
Yeah, you started speaking French, so I just figured, okay, we're going fully bilingual here.
I started speaking, wait. You already introduced the, ooh, shiny.
You said du jour.
There we go. It's been adopted into English, though, so yeah. It may have originated in French, probably with roots in Latin, but I'm not a linguist. I am cunning, though. Hey. I spent a better part of the day actually working on the Take 37 site. The cat and I, even though I haven't announced it yet, I meant to do it an hour ago, but we actually posted the first WTF Dave final image on the Take 37 site.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I just decided, you know, I know the site's not perfect. I know it's not everything that I've wanted it to be. But it needs to be a little bit more of a, I promise you we're working on this, with the picture of Dave being, you know, blah, 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 blah. That image became remarkably self-aware as it sat there for months. So today I made the decision, yes, everything that I'm working on, it's still in an ugly state. I haven't gotten all of the styling worked out and applied, but I need to start releasing stuff. I've got episodes of Getting Geeky I want to do. I need to start releasing that. The cat's been starting to draw a lot of the WTF Dave comics that we've been working on over the last year. So most of my day was head down in HTML and CSS and I use a static site generator called Jekyll. And it's got a templating language called Liquid, and none of this really means anything to anyone unless you're actually implementing it. But it's just one of the ways that I automate my personal sites. So I've spent most of the day working on getting XML feeds ready to go. XML feeds, RSS feeds, which are XML files. And oh, it's just, it's been heads down all day trying to get it out, but this is what you have to do. And I know it's something that you can relate to, 'cause I know that you're going through the process of starting up revelstokegym.com.
I'm not as technically savvy as yourself, but I have been sort of diving into Adobe's Creative Cloud to use as much as the software and tools that are available to me, and learning a lot and finding things that I want to do, and I'm happy with the way it's coming along. At the moment, again, it's there. It's not as sparsely populated with stuff as I want it to be. It's moving along. It's, as I say, it's like a house you just moved into. There's boxes all over the place. And yeah, you're just trying to...
That's perfect. That is so perfect.
Yeah. I don't know where the spoons are. I'm just trying to get it organized, but I'm happy with my new house.
And it's that feeling like, I don't know quite where to put this. Let's just put it in the kitchen for now.
That's right.
Just for now. Just I can't look at it anymore. It needs to go somewhere.
Yeah. And so that's what I've been doing. And yeah. And then I come back 2 days later and I change a bunch of stuff. Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm ready to sort of get back into the swing. I want to be posting stuff. I want to get into a schedule of doing things, and stuff has to go somewhere. And that, I don't think it's any, I'm not a technical idiot, but I'm just saying the artistic side comes more naturally to me than the technical side. I have to put a little more effort into the technical side, and I haven't been feeling that great lately. So combining the two of them, it's like I just might as well adopt the headache I have and give it my legal name, because it's going to be with me for a while, it seems. I don't know, I have a bit of a headache, but it's I'm happy. I think I sent you a note that I was very happy because I learned something new, and I like learning something new.
I'm trying to remember what the note that you sent, but I remember being right in that moment. You were, I think you were working with Adobe Muse, yep. CC, yep. And you figured out how to do
flyover
the menus.
Yeah,
that's right. And now that I look at your site, it's actually it has been updated since the last time that I looked at it. And now you've actually published the menus, and
yeah,
I like it.
Well, rather than things sticking off to the side, and again, nothing is really where I want it to be yet. But the exciting thing about it was I thought, okay, I know that I can do this with this software. And I didn't want to sit through a big long video tutorial and do some stuff. So I went online and I was like, I just need, where's the place in the software to look? First off, I just need to, where am I looking for what I'm wanting to do? So I went and found out where to look. And then I stopped any tutorial, because once I found out where to look, and then I started, I thought, okay, here's the spot I have to start. And then I started putting things together and doing things, actually working with the software. And I created what I wanted, and it worked. And then I went back to the tutorial, and I watched the tutorial, and it was like, okay, that's everything I just did. And I did it by myself, kind of instinctually, and I got to the same result. And that's how I learn things at times. I have to actually do them. Like, don't tell me everything, and then I'll go back and try to remember what I have to go back. I have to start.
You have to do it in the moment. Otherwise you won't create the memory and actually have it imprint.
Right. I have to make a mistake, and I have to know how to fix the mistake. So that, yeah. So I'm like I said, I don't think it's any secret. I'm a quite happy Creative Cloud user, and it's been working for me, and it's.
Hey, you've damn near convinced me to subscribe and start, download and using everything. Just Audition alone is a major draw. And it's something that, we've had this conversation, 17 different times, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Half of which were on air.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. I use Audition pretty much on a daily basis, as I do Photoshop. But like I said, when the fact that I pay for the entire suite of software, it was, well, I'm paying for it, I should know how to use it. I should do things with it.
And the thing I have a hard time getting past is, for some reason, I like to do things the really hard way. Everything on midnightmovienights.com and take37.com, it's been handcrafted. I've gone down and generated the template for the XML files for the various different posts. I do take advantage of some automation.
Right.
I mentioned I use Jekyll and a templating language, so it's not like I'm, creating a brand new page from scratch every single time. There is some automation, but it's just sometimes I look at the way that I do things, and it's complicated. It takes a long time. And before, you were talking about the artistic side coming more natural to you, and the not as much with the technical side. Whereas with me, I can't turn the technical side off. To the point that it screws up the artistic side.
Yeah.
And I get frustrated because something's not technically working, instead of actually fixing, the actual display. And I will obsess over, I spent a good hour trying to track down why the hamburger control wasn't showing up on the take37.com site. The hamburger control being the three lines at the top of the screen that you would see sometimes for some sites, and it indicates a menu or additional content. And so you hit the hamburger control and something expands out. Well, that's right. How I have the menu system set up on the take37 site. But it just wasn't showing up on the phone. And so I'm sitting here today, with my browser less than 767 pixels, smashed to the side trying to get it to emulate it. And finally, I realized, it's just a stupid CSS issue that I completely overlooked. I don't have a background color set. I wonder what I'm going to set it to, 37, 37, 37. We're not obsessed with that number at all,
Well, Johnny and I were speaking about the fact that neither one of us are really, I mean, we can poke around in CSS files. We're not really adept at it. I mean, you can change things and you can look and you get an understanding of stuff. But again, like I said, that's a little more on the technical side than where I've been dealing with stuff lately. So that's why, again, for me, MuseWorks and not a commercial, but if Adobe wants to help me out, I'll do any freaking commercial for them. The thing I like about Adobe Muse is once you make your website, you can, you can make the smartphone version and the iPod version as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't have to worry about trying to port over what I've done. And then I'm not looking at a big full size web page on a smartphone or a tablet. And for the guy who's playing catch up, that works for me.
I think the problem that I have when I'm using tools like Muse or what was the one before that? Dreamweaver. There's a bunch of other tools out there. I start using them and I can appreciate everything that it does, but there's something that goes off in my head that says, but you know how to do all of this. You don't need a tool to do this. So just do it yourself.
Yeah.
But then doing it yourself takes a crap ton of time. And it's not, you know, drag and drop, and it doesn't, you know, immediately look the way that you want it to look. And so I start to get over that. But then I remember, oh, wait, there's potential for something to be inefficient here. And I don't know, I don't have full control over it. And sometimes you just need to let go of that crap. I don't know why I have such a hard time with it.
Yeah, Dreamweaver is still, I mean, it's still part of the Creative Cloud. And what I make through Muse, I still go in and I look at the source code kind of stuff so I can understand what I'm doing, because I don't want to just be, oh, look, a pretty picture, I'll put it there. And I want an understanding of what's going on. Mm-hmm. But again, this is just this is a way for me to get things up and running. And I don't want it to be busy. I don't want it to be like, I want it to be functional and give people what they need when they come to the site. But I don't want to sort of just bombard them with, to use our friend Patrick's word, bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I just want to say, hey, this is what you need. And here's whatever is extra for an enjoyable experience while you're here. And again, part of that enjoyable experience should be getting the RSS feed organized for anything I do.
Well, and that's something that there was a reason why I worked on that today, because, right now there's a lot of people subscribed to an RSS feed that's not getting updated.
Right.
So first and foremost, I needed to make sure, okay, the RSS feed is here, and now I'm going to have to go back and try and get the feed forwarded over to the new one. I have no idea how that's going to go, and that's not really something I want to talk about.
But. Right. Okay. That's what I was curious about.
But that's a potentially political situation, which I'm sure you can appreciate, and yes. We shall say no more.
That's right. Yes. That's why I was. Yes. Okay.
But at the very least, right now, I'm putting things up on SoundCloud, and the episode I recorded last night is available on the Take 37.
Oh no, sorry.
No, Johnny's tied up right now.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought was interesting, because I thought the Oilers lost today. But hey.
Yeah, wow.
As soon as you invoke Johnny, I sent him a message like, hey, we're talking building websites right now. You available? Give me a call on Skype.
Right up right now. Wow.
Yeah. But so right now, at least I have everything available from a manual standpoint. But, getting that feed transferred is going to be the holy grail, because then the listeners don't have to do anything. Anyone right. who has previously subscribed, their podcast clients will just automatically update to the new feed location.
Right.
There's going to be a transition period, and ultimately I'm going to have to end up setting up like a Take 37 podcast list page with iTunes, once we start releasing said Sunday as
right,
well.
Exactly. 'Cause
I think once we have, three podcasts coming out under the Take 37 brand, we should definitely do an iTunes, group listing.
I have the same. So. Yeah, I have the exact same thoughts, because there are different programs I want to do that are sort of just under the banner of Revelstoke Jim. I mm-hmm. mean, there's different thoughts, different ideas, different programming. So I'm right with you. By the way, I just realized that from what you were saying earlier, it just made It's going to be fun if you ever make it up this way, because I don't know if I'll ever be able to take you to Echo Lake, which is way out in the woods. You drive on this gravel road way up in the mountains, and then you get to a point. There is a fork in the road, and there are two signs there. And one, they're hand-painted. One says, you know, the short way. And the other sign says, the hard way. And I have a feeling, because what you were just saying, we're going to wind up going the hard way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I want to know what's so damn hard about it.
Yeah, it's
I mean, preferably, yeah. I would like to go both ways.
Okay.
Isolate that one. Actually, speaking to that, I didn't actually read the article, just because I read the headline and it came out from multiple sources that I've trusted before. And I read the headline and thought, okay, yeah, that sounds plausible. The article itself didn't particularly interest me, so I didn't read it. But the headline was that most women who identify as heterosexual aren't.
Ooh, okay.
According to, at least according to the headline, most women are bisexual. And so I mean, like, I started to read part of it and then just kind of scrolled down, and of course, you know, there was a, you know, talking about like lesbian stereotypes, and like, you can't judge a woman based, you know, judge a woman's sexual preferences based on how she looks. And for some reason they chose to use a picture of Lea Michele. You know, I mean, Lea Michele is now the de facto standard for butch women. Like, really? Because she plays Boo? Come on. Whatever.
No, hang on. I think,
I may be getting the name wrong.
Yeah. Isn't Lea Michele
the Glee? Lea Michele's the one from Glee. Glee.
Yeah.
Crap. What the?
Isn't Lea Deloria?
Yes. Oh my God.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I was just thinking, hang on. I haven't seen Lea Michele lately. Is she looking butch? What?
Well, hey, I think they're both gorgeous. So that. So. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Lea Michele is indeed. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's, hey, I've.
And in the words of Paul, everyone on my planet's bi.
Yeah. You know, I would suspect that's probably true of our planet. I mean, at least, you know, a good majority. There's a whole bunch of people that don't want to admit it. But. But hey, whatever.
this is.
I love this show
because it can go from, okay, we're going to set up an RSS feed and do some, and then all of a sudden everyone's bi.
Indeed.
Yeah, we should just on top of that, just so we get the trifecta. Let's just say the words Star Wars and Star Trek too. Okay, covered. I watched,
and of course I was just watching Star Trek earlier today because I woke up with a massive headache. You know, and it sucked. It just, you know, I'm just going to just leave it at that. You know, got as much caffeine as I could. But it was one of those headaches where I'm staring at the bottle of Advil.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've taken any of it yet.
Oh, yeah.
Which so makes you afraid to take more.
Exactly.
Because you just assume that you already took it. And
that's right, yeah.
I'm in pain.
Yeah. No, I know the exact same feel. Yes. And I kind of felt that way today myself. But and then on top of it, it was snowing when I woke up, and I stayed up. I stayed up late doing web stuff. And I what did I want? Oh, I rewatched Thinking of You, Star Trek Into Darkness.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, I had that in my headphones and I was just doing web stuff. And yeah,
I watched a couple episodes of The Next Generation, and then I started to put on the 2003 Star Wars, The Clone Wars, the animated series, the one done by Dexter's Laboratory. What's that guy's name? Not going to come to me. That's okay. I've already screwed up one name on this show. I'm not going to attempt to screw up another. Watch, it's not even the Dexter's Laboratory guy. but because I was working on things at that time, that so much of that was visual, I had to turn that off. But I got through a couple episodes of The Next Generation today as the headache faded away, and I still didn't do, you know, the day job work that I needed to get done. Shh, don't tell my boss. No, actually, tell my boss all you want. He knows why I wasn't getting it done. We were talking all morning. Anywho. But hey, we are actually approaching 30 minutes here, and okay. I've got another show to do in 20, and okay. I can hear the cat upstairs. Yeah. Oh, he was a sleepy kitty. He really was. But yeah, I hear him getting ready, so I gotta take off. It's been okay. A pleasure, Jim.
Oh, okay. Maybe we can in the future we'll continue this conversation and move along.
Sounds great.
And I will go make a list of gay actresses who are not Lea Michele.
There we go. Okay.
I just pulled them both up on my screen, and it's like my first thought was, okay, dark hair. That was it.
Just the name Lea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wires get crossed in the brain sometimes.
Let's throw in Lea Remini.
Oh, love her.
Okay. Let's throw in,
although she's having problems with the Scientologists.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm something, yeah. I saw on Channel 7, you know, one of the nights I was over at my parents' place. I don't know.
Lea
ABC
Rimini.
News. Who?
Lea Rimini.
Yeah.
Okay. Now there's another one. I'm just thinking Lea's. Hang on. No, what's the
Lea Thompson?
Lea Thompson. No, the other, I blanked on actresses here. If this was a game show, I would have lost. Hang on. I got to get this name right or so I can close off here. Different. Not Lea. It was Lisa. So never mind.
Oh, well, there we go.
I lost. I lost. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Where is it? I fail. I don't remember what soundboard it's on.
Oh, man. You know, I mean.
Oh. Yeah, there we go.
that's the one. I'm the loser. Have a great show, other show.
Thank you. Thank you. And as always, plug the hell out of your stuff. Because, you know, no one who listens to me knows exactly where to find you.
I can be found at revelstokejim.com. And then either Mixler.com/RevelstokeJim or SoundCloud.com/RevelstokeJim, and I'll get my shit together, and there will be RSS feeds. There will be a page on, damn it, there will be a Revelstoke Jim channel. It's
wait,
coming.
So you're going to get your RSS feeds together? Yeah. Feed me, Jimmy. Feed me.
That's what it feels like at the moment. It's like there's this monster saying, come on. Come on, pod a little. Come on, do it. Do yeah. it. Do it. Come on. Talk pretty to the people. Come on.
Shut you up know, and pod.
You know you want to do it. Come on.
Awesome. All right. I'll talk to you later, Jim.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Yeah, you'd end with a K.
Exactly.
Coming up.
All righty. Well, that's going to do it. We were talking websites and other things. Sexuality. Yay. Fun. I'm going to hit the button. Oh, and I'm Miranda Janelle. You can find all my stuff over at take37.com, but you probably already knew that.